From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Urban flooding has long plagued residents of Treme in New Orleans. Danny MacArthur of the Gulf States Newsroom reports on how residents are figuring out the root causes of urban flooding and addressing them.
So we're on Robinson Street, and it floods here a lot.
Cheryl Austin shows me around the Treme neighborhood in New Orleans, Louisiana. She points out one of the planter boxes they installed to help collect rainwater. Often, these planter boxes have paintings of important figures in the neighborhood, like the late Jim Hayes, a community activist. As we walk around, Austin tells me about the Treme she grew up knowing and loving.
Treme, in my opinion, is the cultural mecca of New Orleans, only second to the French Quarters.
She says it was a fun place to grow up because there was always something going on, in a bar, church, or funeral parlor on almost every corner of this community.
So I like to say we always knew where our parents was. They was in either one of those places, either praying, partying, or no longer here.
Austin still lives in the neighborhood. She's also the executive director of the Greater Treme Consortium, a nonprofit focused on community development. One major problem they're addressing is urban flooding. It happens when rainfall overwhelms the stormwater drainage capacity of a densely populated area.
It's very traumatic. It brings on anxiety. It brings on not being in control.
After a series of flooding events from late 2023 to early 2024, residents decided to go to their local city council to ask them to look into what was going on in the neighborhood. They've also sent information to the Department of Justice asking them to investigate the area. In the meantime, Treme residents are getting creative with how to address urban flooding themselves. Austin shows me the rain garden outside of her office.
We have all native plants over on this side. And they're a little brown because of the freeze that we just went through.
Rain gardens are designed to capture runoff from hard surfaces, like a sidewalk or a driveway. The water is then filtered into the soil, rather than running off to the street. That is one form of water management known as green infrastructure. Austin says they have the rain garden to help people understand what can be done to detain water.
And so we collect about 335 gallons of water here whenever it rains.
But while community groups are taking this work on, Austin says they need government help too.
What we have is a chronic flooding issue here that needs to be taken on by our elected officials and not just the community.
Megan Williams, the Urban Water Program Manager for the City of New Orleans, says she's seen this type of flooding become exacerbated in the last few decades. And she says there are a few reasons why.
We are a city that is surrounded by levees, so we're within a bowl.
New Orleans is a very rainy city that's seeing much more frequent and intense rainfall events in general. And it sits on swampy marshland, which is a clay material.
So if you can think about a piece of Play-Doh, it doesn't really absorb water very well. So what happens for us when it rains is all that water kind of just sits on top of our soil, on top of grass, and it doesn't infiltrate at all.
New Orleans has a lot of pavement and hard surfaces that don't absorb water either. On top of that, it's an old city with old infrastructure. You can see the culmination of all of that in an area like Treme.
It is a historic Black neighborhood, so they sit near a lot of landmarks also, which make it a little bit more difficult to be innovative in some of the solutions that we may propose in those areas.
Right now, a big push for the city is green infrastructure as one of their flood mitigation strategies. But there are challenges. Williams says there isn't a lot of funding for this type of drainage infrastructure. And the city has had to get creative with how to get it.
I'll show you this one. This is the last one.
Okay. Cheryl Austin and I finished our tour looking at some final examples of green infrastructure. The consortium has partnered with groups like WaterWise Gulf South to implement more of it. Austin says they don't get funding from the city for their work.
The flooding has been taking place for years now. It's not their fault. It's not probably our utility company's fault. It's everybody's concern, and everybody should be a part of what needs to happen.
Meanwhile, the consortium and its partners hired an engineering firm to help them identify why flooding persists in some street corners. Austin says they should have more information by the end of May. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Danny MacArthur.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana.